Here at Village Park, we can gaze across the river to where St. Anne Catholic School once served its students. Let us now listen as Nancy Vanas brings the history of St. Anne's to life through her personal recollections.
I began school at St. Anne's in 1946 in the first grade. There was no kindergarten at that time. The first school at St. Anne's was built in 1890 and consisted of two rooms to serve 40 students. By the 1900s, there were 100-plus students and no accommodations for the sisters who would teach them. The sisters had been living in the same frame building as a school, which stood on the fore part of the present cemetery. They needed quarters of their own. In 1907, the parish decided to build a new school to accommodate the increase in students and to serve as mother house for the sisters. A site was chosen in the northeast corner of their property, and a three-story building was built with its own chapel, six classrooms, and living quarters for the sisters on the third floor. The sisters lived there until a convent was built for them in 1920. The first floor of the school contained the first and second grades, plus two music rooms and a lovely chapel. Mass was said there daily, and we attended in a group on feast days and holy days. Since we had to fast until after we received communion during Mass, we retreated to a breakfast of chocolate milk and raised glazed donuts after Mass. Second floor served third and fourth grades in one room and fifth and sixth grades in the other room. The third floor had a room for seventh and eighth grades and a large open room which served as a meeting, general purpose room where we played games or read books to pass the time. The room also allowed for whole school movies and lyceum programs, which we all enjoyed. We walked to and from school in summer and in winter. As we lived just 1/2 mile from St. Anne's Church and school, and not able to ride the buses unless we lived more than a mile from school, on warm days we joined a group of students who lived farther north but who chose to walk home. We had great times walking with those our own age, also with the older students, who seemed so experienced and confident. Great friendships were formed, some lasting for a lifetime. We were taught by nuns from the Order of St. Joseph from Crookston, Minnesota. Several of them were relatives of our family or had taught at St. Anne's for some time. We knew them well. They were excellent teachers and were so helpful to the parish. We had exciting times at our recesses with a huge swing that swung out over the edge of the embankment above the river, and many smaller swings and a merry-go-round. We had something called the Giants, consisting of a tall pole with handles on long chains hanging from the top of the pole. We ran and hung from the handles to get a short, sweet flight while spinning around from the center pole. We soon learned that by grabbing a handle and backing up one child across several others, we could run fast to propel this one person up very high and very fast, giving them a super ride. Somehow, the big swing and the Giants were gone soon after that. Other activities were sledding in the winter on one very high hill next to the school building. We brought our own sleds to school, or sometimes just jumped on in our snowsuits and flew down the hill, oftentimes to crash into others at the bottom of the hill. We also brought pieces of cardboard to slide on, and this worked until it ripped and fell apart. This was also hard on snowsuits, and our mothers complained about having to mend them before we went to school the next day. This school served until the early 1960s, when plans began for a new school across the highway from St. Anne's Church. Groundbreaking was held on June 24, 1956. These plans called for an 8-room school with a gymnasium/cafeteria combined, locker rooms and restrooms, and space for offices and storage. St. Anne's has provided schooling and excellent teachers from the 1800s until today.